Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. In Genesee County earlier today, a judge ruled that a jury trial should be held to determine whether the state of Michigan's chief medical officer is guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Joining me now is my Michigan Radio colleague, Steve Carmody. Steve, you were in the courtroom this morning. What charges does Dr. Eden Wells face?
Well, she'll face involuntary manslaughter, misconduct in office, obstruction of justice, and lying to a peace officer, all of this connected to her time as Michigan's chief medical executive.
Yeah, remind us what the circumstances were that led to these charges.
The charges are related to the Flint water crisis and specifically to the Legionnaires' disease outbreak that took place at the same time. There is some disagreement among experts as to whether the water switch is related to the Legionnaires' disease outbreak. But during the outbreak, at least a dozen people died and dozens of others became very sick with Legionnaires' disease, which is a pneumonia-like illness. And the prosecution says that Wells and other state officials, including State Health Department Director Nick Lyon, should have done more to alert the public to the problem, but the word about the extent of the outbreak didn't come out until well after many people had died, including at least one gentleman who specifically the prosecution has filed the involuntary manslaughter charge against Wells.
What does Dr. Wells' defense attorney say?
Well, the defense attorneys say that essentially she is innocent of the charges that are against her, and they plan to continue to fight as this case moves from district court to the circuit court level where the trial will take place. They basically say it was her responsibility to advise the health director, advise the governor, but it was not necessarily her responsibility as state medical executive to issue a public alert that there was an outbreak.
I read an article by Ron Fonger in MLive saying that the judge was warning everybody, hey, this doesn't mean guilty or not. That's not what this preliminary hearing is about. But that preliminary examination went on for months. Why did it take so long to determine whether there was probable cause to go forward?
Well, prosecutor Todd Flood, who's the special counsel who's been in charge of all the Flint water crisis investigations and prosecutions, he has been painstakingly building his case, sort of putting pebbles on the pile until you can connect all the dots and you have a large enough amount of evidence to be able to say this indicates that there is a crime that's been committed and it was likely committed by this person. The judge heard from 18 witnesses, thousands and thousands of reams of evidence went through the courtroom, and the judge made it very clear in the decision he was announcing today that there was conflicting evidence and testimony that was presented, but he felt that enough evidence had been presented that warranted taking this to trial and allowing a jury to hear that same evidence and decide for itself whether there is a preponderance of evidence that proves beyond a reasonable doubt that Dr. Wells is guilty. So he wanted to make it clear this was about there's enough evidence, but it should eventually be up to a jury to decide.
Well, let's get the politics part of this involved, because on the campaign trail, Attorney General-elect Dana Nessel has been critical of how Attorney General Bill Schuette went about this investigation. Now that a trial has been scheduled, she'll inherit that. Does anybody have any idea what happens next?
Well, it's a good question, and it's a question we tried to ask of Special Counsel Flood, who was there today, but he left immediately at the end of the proceeding and declined to take any questions about his status as special counsel. And the Assistant Attorney General, who did stay and talk to reporters about the judge's decision, declined to comment about what the new Attorney General may do with the leadership of this investigation. And even the defense attorney said that they didn't want to comment on that as well.
Steve Carmody, who seems to be everywhere all the time. He was in Genesee County Court this morning where the state of Michigan's top doctor, Eden Wells, was bound over for trial. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.